This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Financial advice you can understand on the Dave Ramsey Show.
Let me help you with this, Mom and Dad. An eagle that doesn't leave the nest is what's known as a turkey. You are not blessing your children by supporting them when they're over 25 years old. Could Mom and Dad be a safety net? Yes. But a hammock is ridiculous. You are not doing them a favor. Well, they're not bothering anything yet. You're not doing them a favor. They're soft.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We have a full studio of people now here. Since we've switched over, we have Kevin Evans from Center Township, and and also his new position, which we'll discuss later. So we have Jason Forsythe from the City of Frankfort. He's a street superintendent. We have Bud McQuaid, who's going to be talking about the Washington Avenue. Sometimes we say street. We don't mean to, but Washington Avenue project. So good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Morning, kid.
Bud, what's going on with the project?
Well, obviously, we're making a mess out there. we're coming down between Williams and Hoke, put a new road in. We just want people to be aware that we still want you to obviously patronize the local businesses down there, but to be extremely careful as they travel down through, because the road is technically closed. But if you do have to drive down there, whether you're going down to the Milky Way or to wherever, Wamplers and so forth, that you pay attention to the guys working or the equipment that is traversing back and forth. If you're down there, make sure that those men see you before you think that you pass them, because they drive bigger things than what you're driving, and we don't want to have any accidents. Safety is paramount for us down through there, but the road is moving along. The weather is sort of starting to be more friendlier, maybe not today, but we're finishing up a water main and getting that tied up, and then we'll go back and start all over again on the storm water. So we'll still be tearing things up. Veteran Gas is down there doing their new line. So there's a lot of activity, so just be careful.
I was going to say, the weather's not supposed to be real friendly tomorrow.
No.
So it's going to be windy today and not real friendly tomorrow, and it's starting to get cold again. So,
well, the cold is reasonably okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, the big thing is that we just want people to make sure that they understand that this is a closed project. The ways of getting around are changing every day. So the avenue that you used to get there today may not be that will be open tomorrow.
I was just going to ask patience. You, how is the best way for people to get around down in that area?
Honestly, I have no clue.
Okay.
The biggest thing is that Burlington is open down to patronize the Milky Way, and you can go a little bit further east there. Hoke Avenue is open, but that's where they're working at right now, so that's going to be a you know, a little more of a tedious area. But the other roads, Beard and Young are and Williams are shut down.
Okay. What's the status with the train tracks? Have you got them out yet or not?
No. Here again, we're dealing with the railroad, and they are slow moving. I did have an email come back here just a couple of days ago saying that the insurance, which should have been, which was okay back in the fall, was now been reapproved, I suppose, by the railroad. And so, but I sent a response back asking if we are allowed now to get back and do our work. Have not heard anything back from them. So right now we have just basically jumped the tracks and continued on. When we do get final permission to get on there, then we will go back in and fill in the void.
How big of a problem is that for you guys to just jump the tracks instead of going ahead? And I'm sure it makes it more difficult, but as far as just go ahead and just paving now instead of maybe later?
Well, we sure hope it doesn't get that far along with the paving aspects. The piping and so forth can be, because we work off plans with elevations, we can start that at any point and still make everything flow appropriately. But if it gets down to paving, that may be a question that Jason needs to answer. But I'm sure he's not going to be very happy about that, and nor will we.
Mm-hmm.
But here again, railroads, have you ever had any dealings with them?
Yeah.
They're a world of their own.
What is the street going to look like when it's done?
You know, it's going to be a complete renovation down in that area there. It's going to have curbs and what we call gutters. That's where the water will flow. Sidewalks. It's going to be paved asphalt. So it's going to look quite similar to what the other new roads that have been recently renovated will look like. A little bit wider. Not much, but it's going to add for a better traffic flow. And so it's going to look like a good road.
And definitely it's going to be a lot smoother in a lot of spots than what it is right now.
Well, that's our intention.
Or what it was, I should say.
Yeah, that's our intention, to make a good roadway down through there, obviously. And that's one of the jobs that, you know, I work for Structure Point, an engineering firm. We have the task of monitoring and recording the activities of the contractor. Our two clients, the City of Frankfort and the Indiana Department of Transportation. So I am there to look out for their needs according to the plans. So, you know, we're going to hold everybody to their jobs, to the task that they're hired to do.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about that we haven't hit yet?
You know, the biggest thing is, Ken, is we want everybody to be safe. We know that we want you to patronize those businesses. There's four businesses down through there. And we want the public to patronize them as much as they possibly can. But don't be in a hurry. You know, your well-being and whether it's your physical well-being or the well-being of your cars and so forth is not that important, that you can't stop and be a little bit more deliberate and going down through there. Pay attention.
For anybody that's got questions or wants to see the progress, what's the website that you guys have got set up that people can look at and check things out?
Best thing to do is go to the city's webpage, and there will be a link at the very top of the page that you can click on, and will give you pertinent information on there. We try to update that as we go along. Frankly, it changes. It could change almost on a daily basis. So, you know, like I said before, how you got to one place one day may not be available to you the next day. So just be patient.
And how much longer do you anticipate work being down that way?
This job is scheduled to last into the fall. I don't have a particular set date yet, but obviously with the weather and so forth, you know, we're going to get it done as quickly as possible. We want to get it usable as quickly as possible.
So you're eventually going to go from the post office how far out? Are you going to get down close to the post office, I should say?
Well, the post office from Williams to the post office is phase two, which we have nothing to do with at this point in time. It's still in the if you want to call it the design.
Yeah.
It is. I know people have been approached. I've been approached about them. I can't speak to that because I'm not that knowledgeable on phase two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming.
Yeah.
And it will be here soon.
And phase one is going from where to where?
From basically Williams to Hoke.
Okay.
A little bit beyond those points, but that is kind of a ballpark area where we're at.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I turn you loose?
Nope. Just thanks for the opportunity here. And like I say, people, please be safe. There's men out there working, and they want to be safe, and they want to go home to their families too. So
Okay. Don't
be in a big hurry.
All right. Bud, thanks much. Best of luck to you in that project, and keep us abreast what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, man. We're going to take a quick break here. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana. Call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather, plus WILO TV coverage, and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we make loans that encompass all your vehicle needs. From RVs to motorcycles, cars, trucks, ATVs, and more. If it has wheels, we have the right rates and the right loan for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. With us in the studio are Frankfort Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth, along with the new Director of Housing Initiative and Property Maintenance, Kevin Evans, for the City of Frankfort. Kevin, let's start with you since you're the new guy on the block here for this. What's going on in this new position?
So we are looking at the housing in the City of Frankfort, current housing and new housing that will be coming in, and looking at how we can attract investment here related to housing. And so my role being the director of housing initiatives, that kind of houses that. When it comes to the property maintenance portion, I will be out working to clean up neighborhoods, looking at residential areas and businesses that are not meeting the property maintenance codes of the City of Frankfort.
So that sounds like kind of a combination of a lot of different departments that were kind of, you know, full that you're kind of be taking over.
Yeah, code enforcement will take care of things like for instance, you know, trash in the yard, vehicles, things like that. I'm not looking at those things. I am looking at more the structure of the buildings and determining whether they're safe, whether they meet code, and whether they're meeting the property maintenance ordinances that are in place.
So I take this position really is not going to be a housing development position. It's going to be more just to keep things going, keep the infrastructure going, and keep everything going as is, and improve things as they go, as they come up.
Yeah, somewhat. And if there are new subdivisions that are coming in or developers that are coming in, I'll be involved in those from the standpoint of building services. And then I'm also going to oversee the ADA compliance for the city. So I'll be the ADA coordinator as well as the Title VI implementer. And okay. So that kind of houses all those areas into one area.
And you officially start Monday?
I do. Yeah, Monday.
8 a.m.?
8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Be up a little early, won't you?
Not any earlier than I am now.
Okay. All right. Jason, you guys got some good news yesterday. You got your bids at least opened for the road paving. You haven't got them accepted yet, but you at least got the bids open. They came up a little bit under what you expected, didn't they?
Sure, yeah. We kind of a little unexpected, I guess, but that's a good thing. The situation that we will be in now is, you know, the community crossings money that we received, if we don't use all that, has to be returned. But that does leave us some paving money left within the city budgets, and, we'll be looking to see what we can do, further as far as paving goes in the city. We looked a bit, talked a little bit yesterday after Border Works about, possibly looking into the Reclamite issue that I've talked about in the past. I think that might be a good opportunity now to look at a couple different sections of roadway and put that in there and see how things go. We're also looking at the possibility. Kevin Myers called me Tuesday afternoon, and they are going to be chip and sealing east on Kelly from Mash Road, and has offered to help out down in that location for us going west on Kelly, and possibly chip and sealing Kelly Road. Mm-hmm. We have Kelly Road on the paving list to go east from Alhambra to Jackson, but looking at chipping sealing and it's a lot different than it used to be years ago. If you guys drove 75 north, it's a nice section of roadway out there right now going out of town. So we're looking at that. There's a cost savings there, and that's a 6 to 7 year roadway to look at, possibly doing that from MASH to Alhambra.
You mentioned Reclamite. For people who don't know what Reclamite is, talk a little bit about that, if you would.
It's a substance they use. It's a preservation type substance that we worked a little bit with them in the past, try to do a few things, wasn't able to. But basically, they come and test your roadway, see what your PASER rating is on it. Then they'll come back in, and it basically battles the interior part of the roadway, and it extends the life of that roadway. It doesn't, if it's a PASER rating of 7, it doesn't increase the PASER rating, but it does keep that PASER rating at that 7 rating for an additional 5, 6, 7 years. I think I've talked in past shows that Avon is using that to down to where they're doing about $200,000 worth of milling and resurface work to their roadways, which is tremendous. I've talked in the past that if we continue to go down the road we're going, obviously I'm looking all 14 projects or 13 projects minus the parking lot. The 13 projects we're doing are all rated 2 roadways. That's what we have the most of in the city of Frankfort. I want to thank Ken for also inviting me for the infrastructure summit coming up. I'm going to talk to you a lot about what I found in looking at our PASER ratings in that summit to kind of just give everybody an idea where we're at. We have a lot of high rated roads, and we have a lot of 2s and 3s.
Yeah, you don't have much in the middle.
Don't have a lot in the middle. Yep. And what Reclamite has done for Avon and some other communities. There's a lot of those mid-range rated roads that are there for quite a while at that level. And, it's going to end up saving us some money our money's going to go a lot further mm-hmm. if we can get to that position. It's going to take some time, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've made a lot of progress since 2012. And obviously 2015 when I came in, we've done a lot of paving, and it's got those roads, some of those roadways, in really good shape. But we want to keep them there. We don't want to end up, you know, 7 years from now going back in and doing it again. I mean, like I've told you in past shows, it's $125,000 a mile to mill and resurface a roadway. You know, if we can do something to preserve some of these roadways and at the same time get some of those twos up where we need to, that's what I want to do.
Has this type of year, the winter we've had, is Reclamite, can that help these roads if through a winter like we've had this year?
Well, I'm sure it could. I mean, it, like I said, it battles the underneath portion of the roadway, not just the surface. You know, if you noticed, the first thing everybody sees is the surface. We don't look at what goes on underneath there. Like State Road 28, we've talked in the past. The problem with State Road 28 is the bricks and the underneath side of that asphalt. It's not what you see on top. You can mill and resurface and mill and resurface those types of roadways, but if you don't get down to the problem, it's just going to keep rearing its ugly head. So, you know, this year has been a tough year for everyone, for that matter. But not only for our roadways, but for our alleyways. Our alleyways, we're going to, I guess, unleash an effort here fairly soon when the weather warms up a little bit and it obviously dries out some. We are going to unleash a huge effort into a lot of our alleyways in town, and we're going to have to lay a lot of stone this summer, because the spring and summer, because it's affected those as well. We've got a long list of alleys, and I guess if you want me to speak on that while I'm here, we're going to work on that really heavy here soon, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that that's coming. We've had a lot of people come in. We had a gentleman come in yesterday. I've explained to him as best as we can. We just can't. They're so soft right now that you can't really get into them with a loader and a grader. That's just going to tear them up. So we want to wait until it warms up, dries out a little bit, and then I'm going to run two crews in the alleys this year versus one, and we're going to try to make some headway on some of those.
You know, I also assume people probably don't understand just how hard of a winter it's been on roadways and parking lots and every place has been, and even alleys or wherever, because it's been weather. You probably have not had a year since you started this, like a year like this.
No, not at all for me. Nowhere near this. And the guys are really doing an excellent job, with the patcher, going out and patching some of these things, and people are doing a good job of calling in the ones that are, they're decent size. Not only my department, utilities, I mean, they all are having issues. You have the water main breaks, when it gets so cold outside, and it can do damage to other things that they're not aware of at that time. So all the departments are having a real rough time this year, utilities and street.
Yeah. Kevin, what I wanted to ask you is that what's going to be your primary emphasis right out of the gate that you're going to try and get started or get going on?
We're going to reframe the way that property maintenance is currently done as far as the ticketing procedures. So that's something that Sam and I are working on very closely. And then we're going to look at the development of a land bank. That's something that we've heard in our community a lot. And so we're looking at that currently. And I'm going to work with some city councilmen and the councilmatic committee that Sam has on that, and our mayor. And then, as far as those housing initiatives, I think the ADA compliance and the Title VI compliance are things that we're going to look at. And it's something I think when you look at playgrounds that are put in, and they're not necessarily ADA compliant back in the day. Now we're looking at those things with our complete streets. That's kind of what Bud was talking about when he says this is going to be a good street, is it's going to be a complete street. It's going to have walkability. It's going to be able to have bicyclists in mind, and it's going to be able to have those things. And I think that's where the ADA compliant person or the ADA coordinator person can come in and make sure that those things are compliant with ADA standards.
You brought up land bank. Explain to people what a land bank really is and what it does.
So you can transfer properties in and out of a land bank. So when something's on tax sale, when something is vacant or abandoned, you can acquire those properties, be able to fix those up, and be able to transition them over to get them back on the tax rolls. And I was talking to Carol Bartley yesterday, and she said, we have like six properties right now that really aren't even on the tax roll. So how do we get those back on the tax roll? And I think that's something we're going to look at.
Are you going to have anything to do with Washington Street, any of those buildings on Washington Street? Or are you just, is Sam going to keep going with that? Or what are you going to, how much are you going to be involved with that?
There's a great team working on that currently and collaborating on that. There'll be some resolution that you'll see coming out next week because they have been working so good. Joe Palmer's led the kind of front on that and working. There's so many different people involved, from lawyers and legalistic people, that you got to make sure things are done in a legal manner and that things are done correctly. And so Sam and those people are working on that. But you will see resolution on that, I would say, in the next week.
Jason, how much damage do you think there is to Washington Street where it's been cordoned off for a while? Do you know how much is down there or how much has been done? Do you have any idea or is it still about the same?
Well, you know, obviously with the weather, one thing that's probably helped is there hasn't been a lot of traffic on it. But you know, having it down there and having all that salt, we laid a lot of salt down there when they were working on it, and the fire department was working down there. We've had some had some things out in the middle of the roadway for a little bit that could take some toll on it. But I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue once we get that all cleaned up down there and everything. You know, we'll take the street sweeper down, we'll clean it up, we'll take a look at it. But yeah, we go in there, myself and my foreman went in there just the other day to take a look at some things and to make sure it's going okay. But I think we'll be fine.
Have people been staying out there better now than what they have been in the past, or is it still an issue?
Well, you know, it's hard to say during the evening time. Like I said in the last show, when you put up an orange barricade and an orange cone, that means stay out. But some people don't read that the same way as others. So, as far as I knew the last time, I really hadn't talked to Troy or anybody, and Sam for that matter, about it. I was down there here the other afternoon. Everything seemed to be pretty quiet. I know people are frustrated and not having a place to park down there, and that's the reason the city's trying to work and get this taken care of so we can get that back open for a number of reasons. So, obviously, bear with us. Safety is a key. Stay out of there if you don't have to be in there. And we'll see how things go.
Potholes still a major problem, I take it?
You know, it's not too bad, really. I mean, I drove just coming over here near the old Exide plant near Wabash National over there. There's some bad areas right there that we just filled in recently. The ones that are, the streets that are in bad shape and get a lot of traffic, those are going to just reappear. And we have to stay on top of it. You know, we the nice thing about it is we're hopefully out of most of the cold weather. It's just so difficult unless you can just stay there and wait until that stuff, dries and rises and gets to do what it's supposed to do without traffic going over it. As soon as you pull away, then you got traffic going over it. And it just continues. And I've tried to think of ways we can do things a little bit better, but I just don't know. I mean, without spending too much time in one area and not being able to get to these other needed areas, there's just no way around it, I don't think. But the cold weather going away will help us.
Yeah. If anybody has a pothole problem, just get a hold of your guys.
Oh, yeah.
You can just get a hold of your department and go from there.
We take care of that the same way we do brush or anything else. If you have any issue, give us a call at 659-2912. Christine will make out a ticket on it. When the guys go out, those are the first things they'll take care of, and then they'll start into, driving the sections of the city.
Kevin, anything you want the people to know of what you're going to try and be doing, or anything that they should be looking for to coming up here in the start of next week?
You know, I think if people are seeing things that, they're responding to the code enforcement aspect of responding out when there's vehicles or trash or things that need to be cleaned up. If you notice things structurally in your neighborhood that needs fixed or is a problem or doesn't necessarily meet property maintenance code of the city, contact the building services department and we will get out and make sure that we look at it.
When you say structurally, explain exactly, because I
gutter not hanging correctly, roof problems.
I'm thinking about windows and those kind of things.
If there's
doors.
A window that's broken and it's not necessarily boarded up yet, if you've got sidewalks that are not necessarily compliant and they're broken, things like that, we can come out, check those, make sure that they're getting compliant with those, and make sure we hold them accountable to the property maintenance code of the city of Frankfort.
How's going to be the best way for people to get a hold of you if they need to?
I would say just contact Building Services. I think it's 654-5278, and then we will respond out.
Okay. Anything else either one of you guys want to add before I turn you guys loose?
Well, let me go behind here, Kevin, on Kevin's comment around reference to sidewalks. Sure. I want people to realize that we still have the 50-50 sidewalk program. I know Sam speaks about that quite a bit. When you utilize that, it's a huge difference in some of these sidewalks that we've seen. If you walk through town or go through town or you're driving through town in different areas and see the people that have taken advantage of that, that money never gets used. I think there's $50,000 set aside for the 50-50 sidewalk, and it's never used completely. And it's something that, you know, if you have the money, the extra money to take advantage of it, to have the city pay for half of that cost is huge. So I wanted to make sure we knew that. And I wanted to follow up. You'd asked Bud a little bit about Phase 2 of Washington Avenue. Obviously, I am highly involved in that.
Right, I knew you were.
So one of the good things is, you know, as I said in Board of Works yesterday, going through the process from start to finish now has educated me big time. And, you know, Phase 2 right now is going really smooth. We have 18 properties right away that we need to purchase there. We've gotten all that information signed and sent back to American Structure Point. They are now in the process of buying right away. Buying right away in Washington Avenue Phase 1, it was tough. There were some tough times. And not everybody's going to agree with what we look at. That's the reason we do the things we do. We offer what we offer. They counteroffer if they want to, and we get that information. But the flow of the project with Washington Avenue Phase 2 is going really smooth, and I'm excited to be able to get that moving, especially now that we can do it a little sooner than what we thought we were going to be able to do. So, pretty soon, barring any issues or anything like that, we're going to have a complete street from the post office all the way out to Hoke Avenue.
Okay.
I just wanted to kind of give you an update. And WashingtonAveFrankfort.com is the website. As Bud said, you can get it through the city website or you can go strictly right to that website. But it kind of shows you all the updates of what's going on down there. So,
okay, it sounds good. Kevin Evans, Jason Forsythe, thanks much for being here. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later.
Thanks again.
That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.